discussing here. We were discussing here the inyan of binyan b'Shabbos. The person's allowed to build on Shabbos or not. We had already a very fascinating discussion about what's the story with building when it about keeping a business open on Shabbos, which generally businesses are closed. We spoke about those extraneous situations where there's no brayer, where they keep a business open on Shabbos. But when it comes to the inyan of when it comes to the subject of the issa of binyan b'Shabbos, there is a added dimension of chumrah. So I'm going to read it through with the oilam demar mekaymus to get a better understanding. Rabbi says in Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Dalet, the Mechaber says as follows: Poisik imayin Yehudi ala melucha. A poisik imayin Yehudi ala melucha. A yid's allowed to go and set up with a goy on melucha. V'koytis domim. Generally, I'm allowed to go to a goy, make a deal, and say to the goy, listen, this is the set price. V'ein Yehudi oisa liatzmoi. The goy goes and does it at his own time. V'afal pishi oisa b'Shabbos muta. So, for example, let's say I go to a store. I give him my suit, right? And I say to him, clean my suit. And he says, in order to clean your suit, the charge is going to be $10. No, gesinterheit, take my suit, clean it for a charge of $10. It's all yours. Okay, fine. Oh, good morning. Sorry, accidentally, the Mama Kimes didn't come. But do you want to email it to yourself? Here, take just.
I have to re-email it. I didn't get it.
Yeah, put in your address and you can email it to yourself. So again, Rabbi Say. So what you do is generally you have a case where a person has a. There you go. Good morning. Take a look at your email. You have the Meir Mekaymus. It wasn't printed, but it's on your email. So you have as follows. You have generally a case where you go to a guy. And you say to the guy, look, here's my suit, clean it for Shabbos, clean it. I don't say the word about Shabbos, the guy's allowed to clean it. And we call this concept Akamadat Danafshe Ka'uvid. The reason we call this concept Akamadat Danafshe Ka'uvid is why? Because the guy does it on his own. He gets paid for the service. He's considered bekablonis. Now, the Mechaber continues, Bamed Vor Mamirim, this has to dafke be betzina, that it's happening in his own privacy. The people don't recognize that the guy is working on behalf of the yid. Let's say it becomes a public issue and it's mefirsim, then already it becomes usa. Because a person sees the guy doing melucha b'fahesia with something that belongs to a yid. He doesn't know that our arrangement was in a way that's mutter, which means I did it bekablonis. And v'oima, what does the person perhaps say? Shaploini socha in Yehudi, lasis melocha b'Shabbos, that I was socha him, I rented him to work for me by the day. Lefichach, therefore, ha'poisik ime'ein Yehudi livnes loy chatzeriyoy kois loy. Therefore, if I make up a deal with a guy to build for me my chotzo, my koisel, I liktze loy sedeh, would have cut my sadeh. Im hoysa malacha b'medina, if the malacha is b'medina, what's shab b'medina? Local, oy b'toycha tchum, or within the tchum of the city, so a yid can go for a walk on Shabbos to see it. Also, loy lanicha lasis loy malacha b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to allow him to do malacha on Shabbos, mepnei haroyim, because the people will see it. So the Mechaber shares with us the following halacha, that generally I'm allowed to go and do a commission a goy to do malacha b'kablonis. If I ask a goy to do malacha as schir yoyim, it's also because I'm paying him to do work on Shabbos. But if I commission him for the job, it's okay, right? I mean, that was the reason why.
How do you do that?
You do a job. What's called a job? I put a stamp on an envelope, and I pay you to deliver the envelope. When you deliver the envelope, so is your choice.
Even if you know that he's going to do it on Shabbos because it's impossible to get there?
As long as I don't order him to do it on Shabbos, it's fine. If I order him to do it on Shabbos, for example, I give him an envelope on Friday and it becomes a Monday morning delivery, and you know he's not working on Sunday, so then I'm ordering him to do it on Shabbos. Okay? Now,
is a Maris Ayin problem this whole thing?
No, there is no problem of Maris Ayin.
Let
me explain.
Wait, you could do it in your own store?
No. Again, because that becomes b'fahesia. Nachmo. What? 1 second. Schir yaim asa. Befahesya muta. When? I'm sorry. Kablonis is muta. When is kablonis muta? When it's not befahesya. But if it becomes something which is befahesya, then even kablonis is asa. And the problem is that somebody is going to come along and say that he went and he worked on it. Somebody's going to say that you hired him as a schir yoyim. That's Marasai. Exactly.
Let me
just go through the material.
Tell him directly. Wait. You don't tell him directly to work on Shabbos.
Judge, take a look at your email. I'm sending you to Mara Mekaymas by email. You take a look at it, okay? What are you saying?
You don't tell him directly to work on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But he has to learn Hamayim and Yuvin.
No. Hamayim and Yuvin doesn't work in these sinyonim, okay?
Not for the guy.
Yeah, then you actually told him. The case that you mentioned, you actually told him. Okay, Rabbi, so
what difference does it make if it's in his store or in your store?
What's that?
What difference does it make if it's in his store or in your store?
There's a lot to cover. Give me a few moments. We'll take questions in a few moments. But let's just move on for a few minutes. We have here as follows. Again, let's chazer over. Schiyoim, muta. Kablonis. Schiyoim is asa. Kablonis is muta. When is it muta? When there's no chashash and marasai. Okay? Let's continue. We're going to get to it. We'll get to all the questions. Comes along the Mechaba, and the Mechaba says, when do you have Maris Ayin? When you're building in a place where there are Yidden around. But if you're building in a place where there are no Yidden around, there's no chashash of Maris Ayin. So therefore, let's say I would structure a construction site in an area where it's chitz litchum of a yeshiv. That's how the Mishnah Berurah goes and defines the concept. I'm first going to go with the Mishnah Berurah's explanation, which means I take on a project somewhere in the middle of the United States. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he has a very interesting way in learning this concept because he has a steer in the Ramah, and the steer in the Ramah is that I take on the project somewhere where there are no Yidden, because it's a project chitz min ha-yishuv bechlal, because the Ramah has according to the Ramah, to the Mishnah Berurah, has to be a yishuv of people. The reason why that's a yishuv of people, because if there's any people there, you have to be choshed that Orchim came there for Shabbos. As I'll show you in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a very interesting concept. There are paskim that are matir, and they say that if it's not in the yishuv of Yidden, then you could be matir the question. Two weeks ago, I was speaking to Rabbi Pil David, I was talking about a specific question. He said to me that if you take on a project somewhere out of New York, he said, find out if there's no shul in the town. That was the question he asked me. He said, I wouldn't be matir, he said, if there was a shul, if the shul was either even if it was a conservative or reform shul, I wouldn't be matter it either, because that means there are Yidden in the town. But if there's no shul in the town and there's no Yidden there, no, there's more to be matter that case. Now, of course, if you matter it, you only will matter the Marasayan question. Then you have to structure it bekablonis. Bekablonis, not schir yoyim. Fine. Now, next question. The Ramu continues. Even if he lives amongst the Goyim, you always have to be concerned that you're going to have guests, or his own family. But let's say he lives out of the tchum. He continues. That's another question. Fine. Rabbi, what's very interesting about this question is as follows. There is a shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who Rabbeinu Tam was matir to build bekablonis. Rabbeinu Tam was the matir, right? I'll just read to you in Tesant, in the Tur in Shulchan Aruch. The Tur says, Yisrael shesacha oivet galilam livis leibayis bekablonis, hoyimata Rabbeinu Tam sheyivni loy b'shabbos. So Rabbi said, if we go back a whole bunch of years, close to the times of the Tosfos, if you ask Rabbeinu Tam this question, Rabbeinu Tam used to say, if you're doing it bekablonis, you can have a guy build a house for you on Shabbos. That's
it was
Rabbeinu Tam shita. V'Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Osroi. Okay?
That was bekablonis.
I'm sorry?
Bekablonis contract.
The kavlanis is a contract. You tell him, here's the job.
Oh, okay.
I'll pay you X amount of dollars. Oh, you decide when to work. It's your deal, right? Okay. One thing, by the way, which is very interesting, very important point. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to. Now, by the way, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, when you were matted a guy to work for kavlanis, you can't direct him that he has to work on Shabbos. Because if you direct him, he has to work on Shabbos, then again, then you even amir lakim. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, maximum what you would do is you would give the guy the job and let him decide. But if you give him a job and you know that it takes X amount of days to complete the job, and in your calculation you make a deadline and he has to work on Shabbos, then even Rabbeinu Tam would have an issue with this with this idea. Okay, now, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Asid, working b'kablonis. The Bis Yosef says as follows. He says, the Tosfos and the Rosh Kosvi in the end of Masechtas, the first perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Shalomet Kain Mayarisis Suda.
Why isn't there a problem with Avshemilsa?
It is a problem of Avshemilsa. It's worse than Avshemilsa because it's something which is totally public, and they made an added gzeira called Maris Ayin. That's exactly what we're about to learn.
Why? So how's
Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, fine. Let's see in a moment. Where did Rabbeinu Tam take his shita from? Why did Rabbeinu Tam hold it was okay? Shalomet Kain may Arisis. He learned this from Arisis Soda. Shechelik Hayisrael Mashbiach Bimelocha. Because he held that when you have a case of Arisis, I take my field, I give my field out to a goy, right? The goy is the Oris. What does the Oris mean? That he takes a percentage. He takes a third, he takes a half. Do I have to control the goy not to work in my Soda on Shabbos? No. Since he's a prophet shearer, therefore, he's working on behalf of himself. Vafila hachi shori. So Rabbeinu Tam says, kolchkin kablonis. It's a kalvachoyma. If I'm allowed to do arisis, where? As an oris, he's making money and I'm making money. Kolchkin, I'm allowed to do kablonis. She'ein shvach li Yisrael klal b'mashe m'may libnos loy b'shabbos. I don't gain the fact that it goes quicker on Shabbos. Continue. V'kach kosev oida toises in perikam of the Shabbos on the Mishnah. A noisin oyers la avdon. The Mishnah has a question: are you allowed to take hides and give it to a person who his job is to take those hides and dye them and work with those hides? He says. He says v'hemzal docher eyosav v'heli deloy dam elarisa tsada deloylam heim. Can't read the next word. It's erased. Lekabel sod barisas lamechlo sheshavi avu binyan bias regilis liskar midi yom yom v'haroya eina oyn oyma kabanisa avet elaschira yom nino v'doyme kemoi. So he brings the other rishonim that the other rishonim disagree, and the reason why the other rishonim disagree is because they say that the derech was that when it came to building, they did not do it v'kablonis. Okay, then Tosfos brings down from the Mordcha that Rabbeinu Tam himself that when Rabbeinu Tam built his own house, he wasn't soimach on kablonis. Mitchila hayematir Rabbeinu Tam, ava achakach kishebo maisa leyodoi loy hitir. So Tosfos here has a beautiful twist on Rabbeinu Tam. Why does it say the Beis Yosef learns? Why did the Torah say the lashon hoy Rabbeinu Tam matir that Rabbeinu Tam was matir? Why doesn't he say that Rabbeinu Tam held its mutter? The answer is because that was Rabbeinu Tam's original view. The Beis Yosef says, but then when it came, push came to shove, he had to paskin. Doesn't say it was choyzer. Kishabu masa leyudoi loy hitir.
So why does he mention it all?
One second. Comes along the Dake Moshe. Very good. The Dake Moshe says, he brings down mashpe de breitam lai hichme elan atzmoy. Dake Moshe says that the reason why it says it by Tam Hoyamati because he held it was mutter, so that you have the Bis Yosef, the Dake Moshe, but Rabbeinu Tam is the one that was matir. Now, where does the Isser actually come from? The Isser actually comes from, okay, from the Yesoid, that due to the fact that it's a double which is Fahesia, and when something is fast, you know, a lot of people have many opinions. And since it's something which is very publicized, it's exciting, right? People pass by to watch a construction project. It's a lot of fun. They want to see what's happening there, right? So it brings a lot of excitement. Therefore, they brought on this added chumrah in this specific case. Okay, now let's read over here as follows. Now comes the very complicated question that the Taz throws out on the subject. So the Taz says that if you look at the subject well, what was the reason why they became an issa? Because there were two styles of paying your employees. And one style of paying your employees with kablonis, the other style of paying your employees schir yoim. And it seems to be that the majority of people worked with the schir yoim concept. So even though you picked the kablonis concept, what happened was you picked the kablonis concept, it became a maris ayin question, and therefore it was asa. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz has a very fascinating question. The Taz says, what would happen? Yeah, no?
So the question is, you're saying if someone hired a contractor, construction company, a big job in Manhattan, right? And it's under an LLC, there's no profit. So you made it's not a fancy issue, it's an LLC, no one knows it's him. And then he's paying them for the job, not paying them per day. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
You mean if it becomes the identity becomes hidden? It's a good point. Okay, it's a good point. If the identity of the person becomes hidden, okay, Medavis, and you know, and again, a person maybe is a minority partner, he's not as known. By Ribbis, there's a concept of Bittel. It's a little different than this concept.
A corporation.
Mr. Cohen is focusing on one point. He's focusing that at times, if the concern is Altsmaris Ayin, it's not known that you're the builder. It's a good point. You have to ask a Shailas Chacham on each of these cases. Okay, let's leave it at that. But comes along the Taz, and the Taz has a very interesting question. The Taz says, what would the halacha be if the style in building became that the majority or everybody in a certain city starts, or rave of the people, start to do business with kablonis? And remember, what's the problem? The problem here is that there is one way that's us, and there's one way that's mutter.
Kablonis is good.
Schiyayim is a problem. And we don't allow you to build a house with kablonis. Why? Because what's going to happen is that people are going to be chayshu you're doing with a schir yoim. So the Taz says, and what would happen if it became the standard in a city that everybody builds bekablanis? So should we go back to
be
matter? So why should it be a problem? I'm going to read to you the Taz. Okay, fine. Comes along the. I'll read it right out of the Mishnah Berurah because it's also a very interesting be'alochi. You should hear all the different points. Okay, like it says in Reish Mem Gimel, become welcome also the shani hasam the yishkirshayach kari hadava. When it comes to arises, when people look into the situation, yimotze shekain hu she ain yehudi chaylik beperis. Aval hocha she yiri beis hakotze she ain yehudi neitel berevich yodam afraid lavaris yivach shadish shichayomi the shchiyach liske peal liyam. Okay, fine. Next. Comes along the Taz and he says, what would happen if the minig in the city is Liska Biki Boiles, then everybody goes and builds suddenly Bikablones? Das Hataz, this happens to be that this case is not. This is by the case of the Arusis by the Soda, not by the case of the Bias. Das Hataz Lahachmer, Shiloy Lahaniach Laini Yehuda Lasses Bisoda Bishabas Vyontif. The Taz says, "Afal pikein, even if the meaning in this city became to build to do sadas bekablonis, you still shouldn't be matered on Shabbos beyontiv. V'kol shkin bebinyan, and a kal v'choyma when it comes to building bias. The akata yachshidihi b'schir yoim shegam zehi regilus. People are still gonna. You see how far they went with this gezeir. This is a Taz. There's still gonna be machmer that." People are still going to be chosh of you. Why? Because it's still a common thing. It's funny. He says that the minig of the city is, but he says it's still common, I guess, in the world.
I don't think they like it being done in general.
It seems to be when it came to building, they didn't like it. There's no question about it.
And
because it was a public thing, and it's almost like you read it, there's no question they threw in Isurim when it came to building far more than the regular business discussions that we had. V'yesha Mekilim Bezeh comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings a Rebbe Kiva Eger that's Mekel. Kishamini kol ha'ir hi kibaylas. If the minig of the whole city is to do the kablonis, okay? Now, this is an extremely important line. I want to throw out a line here, Rabbi Say. People don't know this, at least the Mishnah Brura's view, what's called kablonis. So when you have a construction site, you'll have 20 different people working for you, right? And you have managers, you have yourself, and then you have many people who you call them independent contractors.
Subcontractors,
right? Electricians, plumbers, whatever the case may be, all those people are there. So you can take the position, one second. My drywall person works for me. My manager is Chir Yom. But perhaps we can bifurcate this halacha and we can be machalik between the people in the business who are Chir Yom and between the people in the business that are working for us rather as kablonis, right? So perhaps the trades will allow them to work because at least from the Taz's perspective, if we were ever looking for a kula, from the Taz's perspective, if it becomes the minig of all the people in the city to do it, Rebbe Kivege was matir. So perhaps you can be Simach on Rebbe Kivege and say that for all the plumbers can work on Shabbos if you gave them a contract to do the Shabbos job.
The contractor can have also a partner non-Jew.
Partner non-Jew is another... You're one step ahead of us. A partnership is a different question. Right now we're not talking about partnership. Right now we're talking... Schir Yoim. Yeah, you're always a step ahead of us. Huh? Right now we're talking about Schir Yoim and Kablonis, okay?
But wouldn't it still look like they're working in the Jew's property?
Oh, so one second. But listen first to what...
The Jew doesn't own the property.
Huh?
The Jew owns the property.
No, we can talk both cases. We're talking about him being the contractor. We can talk about
or
him owning it.
But it looks like it's a Jew's contractor. Whether it is or not, it's still the Jew's.
So listen to this, Mishnah Berurah. He has here explanations here. V'kiboyles hidavke kishekol hamalocha hi v'kiboyles lafika im rako adricha levadai hu kabla. Okay? He says, if the whole malocha is b'kablonis, it's easier to throw out the kablonis concept because I'm just taking my project and I'm giving my whole project over to
Kablonis.
I'm giving it away. I'm giving it to GC. So now you can argue Kablonis on the whole thing, right? He says, but Imrak Adrich Levadi he Kablon Yeshua HaMasayim Derech L'Sochem L'Pomus L'Yoyim L'Yoyim V'Afila Im Hu Sochem Hakel B'Kablonis, right? Gam Kenosis. Again, V'Kibozu Davka Shekol HaMlochi B'Kibodis L'Sochem L'Pomum L'Yoyim V'Afila Hi Sochem Hakel B'Kablonis Gam Kenosa, okay? But on the other hand, if the Adrichal, what's the Adrichal? Adrichal is the person who's, what? Yeah, the guy running the whole project, right, is a Yid, and all the people working for him are the Kablonis, it gets trickier. It's not as posh to be Soymach on the Taz.
They're not working for the architect. The architect is giving his expertise. That's
probably me, the GC over there.
Huh?
Adrichal is
already, that's the Hebrew word, but here it means a GC, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
That's what it means in this context. V'ayim b'biyar locha, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says, look in the biyar locha, shebiyarni, the besoda yesh lismach al devreim b'mokim hefset. When it comes to a soda, which is less mefursim and kavua, and you have this whole situation where it becomes customary to give things away, the kablonis, you can be simach, okay? Avo bebayis sorach ian. So the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't know the answer on this case, right? Sorach ian on the bias, what to do? Im yesh lahakol bezeh, the neged das kama paiskim, because it ends up being against the opinion of many paiskim, even though you have Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Rabbi Kiva Eger in this case was a matir. Interessant. I just want to read to you a Sharetzian. Who is the matir of this case when it becomes the meaning of Rav of the city? Chedish Rebbe Kivege, the Sharetzian says, V'gam ha-primigodim kosef shenir le lahokal, ach b'chedish Rebbe Kivege kosef, v'afilu b'kiboyles bayis, yesh lahokal, kishaminig kol ha'ir, he'll be kiboyles, right? V'primigodim niske b'kiboyles tesod, v'efshikan dat kivege ma'ashis kesod ala b'davka. So, that's what you have over here. You have the Kivega is actually the matter on this question. Now, everybody say, I want to make it very clear. So far, all we discussed is two things. Schir Yoim, Kablonis. Mechira is a totally separate subject that's not in this subject at this point. We're talking about two questions. Schir Yoim and Kablonis are the two questions that are being discussed. I want to read to you a very interesting tshuva, okay, from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Levrucha. Okay, when is your set? Is your set is...
Yes.
Huh? Tanas Esther. This week is the Yuritzat. Okay. So Et HaTesanta Tshuva for Moshe, where Moshe goes through this subject, Bizman Hazeh, how we dealt with it. You know, I just threw out before, there's a very interesting tshuva in the Chassam Sofer. There are actually a few tshuvas where they were matter different things. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where there was a whole city burnt down, and there were hundreds of Yidden that had no roofs on their heads. So they came to the Chassam Sofer if they're allowed to rebuild the city on Shabbos with the Tanai that they're going to go into shul and they're going to make an announcement that everyone should know that we're building the city of the Kablonis. So the Chassam Sofer was matir. And the reason why the Chassam Sofer was matir is he said, obviously it was a very big tzorich. The Chassam Sofer says, it's tzorichei rabim, and he says tzorichei rabim is something that is public. And since they announced it, everybody in the city knows that this project is Bekablonis. So in that oifen, the Chassam Sofer was matir to build a city Bekablonis when the people did not have a roof over their head. Very interesting, in the tshuva in the Ksav Sofer comments that my father was only matir that shala in the last generation, which wasn't a dor puritz b'chilul Shabbos. But in today's generation, he says, where it's a dor puritz b'chilul Shabbos, I wonder if my father would have been matir the same shala one generation later. There's a tshuva in the Masham on a similar situation where the Masham quotes the Ksav Sofer, but he goes back in this similar situation to be matted, like the Chassam Sofer was matted. And it's very interesting, you know. Obviously, in those days, if there was a fire broke out in a city, we were able to lose a whole city at one time. And they had no. There was also what Shivas did. If Shmuel Engel has a Shiva of one case, and I'll go Bez Hashem through these Shivas next week in great detail, because a lot of beautiful lumbas in these Shivas. If Shmuel Engel has a Shiva about one case where they had a person invested in a certain concession, from which he received from the government, he had a certain contract. And his whole panusa was in this contract. And then, from one moment to the other, the government took away the real estate. He had to rebuild a home. And the government said that if you don't have it built within the next 4 months, you're going to lose the concession. And his whole livelihood was on the line. So Shmuel Engel has a whole discussion where he discusses the Chassam Sofer, the Masham, and the Ksav Sofer. So that's a discussion of its own. But I want to read to you a very interesting Tshiva Rebbeisha in Igush Moshe that really encapsulates many of the points that we made by the Shir, and you'll really walk away with Rav Moshe's view on the subject, okay? So Rav Moshe's Shiva is in Or Chaim Chelik Dalid, Simonin Beis. The heading of the Shiva says, B'niyah b'Shabbos al yaday michir l'pay alam nachrim, b'Shas hatchag. Building on Shabbos through a sale to Goyish workers, b'Shas hatchag. Okay, we'll read the Shiva as follows. He says, B'duva Baal Maloin, there's a person that owns a hotel. Sheboina binyan gudol, he's building this big home. Vehiskim im kablin yehidi, livnois loigag lebinyan ba'achrayis le'esrim shuna. Okay, so let's understand the case. The yid is the contractor. The kablin is a. The yid is the contractor. He has responsibility to build this roof. Okay. 20-year guarantee. Good. 20-year guarantee, right? It's a hotel. The yid has goyish workers. The workers come to the boss and they say, we want to work on Shabbos. We don't want a Shabbos break. Okay? The workers' argument is, and again, I don't know, you need a good builder, because the case actually sounds a bit funny. They say that they're concerned that with the supports that are put in to hold the roof while they're undergoing construction.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and the Shabbos, and you got to stop, and they want
to... Yeah, they're not taking achrayus for the roof. I don't know what they do when they go to sleep at night. I mean, again, it's an interesting... The case happens to be, I found to be an interesting case. Now, you think there's a case today where you can't support a roof overnight if you shut down for a day?
Like they were trying to twist his arm.
Likely. Right? Could be it's a union argument. All right, let's see where this one is going.
So that's the position.
Double time. They take this position. We can't shut down on Shabbos. It's dangerous. And for whatever it's worth, Ramesha takes that point as face value, and he's going to try to work. No, Goyish workers, Yiddish contractor, and there's a person that owns the hotel.
I don't think at that time they got time and a half parking for Shabbos.
No, they didn't get it. Kivin she asik lives here mechad ol hagag lipa. The kivin she he hefsed lekablin shal im yochel limkel lepay alav hachamorim vavaydik they sheyichi lavet b'Shabbos. So he came to Rav Moshe with a question: can I sell my business to the goyim who want to work on Shabbos? And they'll keep the place running on Shabbos, and the rest of the week I'll own it. Hine, livnis bekablonis like they mechir laakim, koshe lasis bedor paretz kazeh. So Moshe starts off the concept of building bekablonis. Okay, you're a kablon, and you're building bekablonis through selling it to a goy is difficult to be mati in this dor paretz. V'gam mefursim shehu shal
yisrael. The original owner is going to sell. Three
not an owner, he's a contractor in this case.
But if someone takes a Jewish contract, the Jewish contractor is going to work for him.
That's so correct, and what? The contractor wants to sell his business to his goyim on Shabbos. That's the case.
So B wants to sell C.
That's right, it's B to C, exactly, it's not A. But le'idach gisa, on the other hand, le'gaba bal hamaloin v'poi, she'kemat kula alma nehagen livnois b'kiboylis al yedei kablin contractor. He says, one second, he says, the owner, right, who gives it away to a contractor, and just about everybody who gives it away to a contractor in New York, again, the Tshuv is written in Tuf Shin Lamed Bay, 1972, I don't know if the industry standard is the same from then till now, he says, Legaba, the owner of the hotel, just about everybody gives it away to a contractor, but the contractor has the whole job. He just pays him. So Ramesha seems to say as follows. He says that for the owner of the property, the owner of the hotel, nish geferlich, if it became the minig that everybody in the city does it that way. The actual contractor, not so poshut. V'av she'ocha shuhu k'dei l'maher k'sha'yigim reish l'yifsid nimtze shuhu l'toyves ha'yisrael, even though they're in a rush. And since they're in a rush, they're saying very clearly that it's l'toyves yisrael to work on Shabbos, which should usually be asa. She's also medina af bekablonos, because even bekablonos, when you direct them to work on Shabbos, it's a problem. Ein betaz v'mogen Avram v'mishnebrur mikalmokan im shayfs ma'apayil ma'akim b'yoyim rishayin. If the workers take off on Sundays, I don't know, Sundays the roof doesn't seem to fall down. Shabbos the roof does seem to fall down. Let's say the goyim say they're taking off on Sundays. Nimse shema sha'oivdem b'shabbos hurak adata denafshe de'ein li'yisrael Shum toive b'zesh oivdem b'Shabbos. Now remember, if you make a deal and you say, all right, have it ready in 4 months, you know you have to work Shabbos and Sunday, so that's of course also because you're directing him to work on Shabbos. But if the goy decides, I'd rather work on Saturday and not on Sunday, that's his own decision. The mitzidei ha'yichoyim lishvus v'Shabbos v'lavet b'yoyim rishon. V'im oivdem gam b'yoyim rishon, shenim se shem yavdi gam b'Shabbos yizel et toivus ha'yisrael osim midina. So Rabbi says, look, if you're going to work Saturday and Sunday, so that, he says, is already osam ikadin, because Saturday and Sunday, and then you gave him a deadline, and you're afraid the roof is going to fall down, so now you're ordering them to work, so that's clearly osa. Avu mustama shayfsim b'yom rishon, v'im keim leke isa b'kablonis, midinim dinesenu, shahakol oisin b'kiboilis, v'im keim ap sheyesh b'dor poretz kazeh lahachmir. So Ramesha says, even though I would say in our generation to be machma, Mikol mokim b'mokim psei de gadol. If there's a big loss, ulai yesh lahakol. Perhaps you can be makel. Avol hurak legabei bal hamaloin. But I'm only giving the heter regarding the hotel owner, because remember the hotel owner is a step removed, because he is the owner of the entity. That generally the owner of the entity gives it to another party to do bekablonis. So he's not really doing anything, which is an issue. Avol ho hakavlon hu gam kem Yehudi. Now let's talk about the contractor. Layer number two, the contractor. He's also a Jew. Remember, the hotel owner was a Jew, and the contractor was a Jew, and the workers were goyim. V'hu soiches hapei alam schira yoyim she'osem yedina. right? He happens to hire the people on a daily basis. That's Aser Meikra Din, like we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he would go and just remember from the hotel owner to the contract, it's okay because he says it's your job, you deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. But from the contractor to the workers, he hires them. Maybe he'll go and as a contractor hire the workers, the kablonis. Sir Moshe says, no, there you have an issue because Dark and Liskan Gambadin is saying, Schir Yom. You can say that the minig in New York is in 1972, that everybody, people go and they give it to a contractor generally, full job, you deal with it. But to say that the minig in New York in 1972 was that the contractor, all of his workers are independent contractors, that's not correct, Ramesha says, because you have workers that work for you as independent contractors, and you have workers that work for you as a schir yoim. So now, even if you'll hire your workers bekablonis, you just got thrown back into the Maris Ayin question. What?
What? Real life scenario, you have an LLC.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the LLC. The contractor, the Jewish contractor, is under an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, in standard operating procedures, if you build a concrete superstructure in a commercial building in Manhattan,
right.
You that is always bekablonis to a superstructure contractor. No, there's no such
Which part?
When you build a whole concrete tower.
Right, so the concrete tower is kablonis.
Always. There's no such scenario where it's not
kablonis. Again, kablonis from who to who? From the
Jewish contractor to an Italian superstructure concrete.
That structure.
Yes.
But how about the rest of the... Firstly, you have your foreman on the judge.
Yeah, that's a good example. They don't want to work Sundays. They generally work 6 days a week.
Right.
And if you give them a choice... Firstly, I give you... You know, you have 8 months to do the job. Here's mm-hmm. the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have 8 months to do it. If you want to work Saturday, you can work Saturday.
So that's Sunday, the first hetta. That's the first hetta.
There's no shash that the Jew is doing the concrete. It's never done that way. It's always done through the
No, again, but you're saying, I hear what you're saying, but let's. I want to take what you're saying, and I want to go and be mechalakit. Just wait 1 moment. What you're saying is that there are certain parts of the job that the contractor does with his worker that are always bekablonis. That's what you're saying. And because the contractor, you're saying the cement and the steel perhaps are always done foundation, but here's the tricky part. What's that? All subs. So fine. But here's the tricky part. But on your job site, you will also have workers that are working schir yoim. Your managers, again, you could structure it differently, but because it's a Maris Ayin question, it has to be more universal, and you don't have that. So. It becomes, you have to ask a real Shilas Chacham if you could...
If they're Maris Ayin, if somebody mentioned, if it's an LLC, and nobody knows who owns the construction company. Again
yeah.
Jewish hotel, or whatever, hires a Jewish contractor. The Jewish contractor is an LLC in the middle of Manhattan.
You have to know, on the larger jobs, that would seem to be that people do know who they are. On the larger jobs. You have names. There are people that have a foursome. What's it called? No, this guy came to me last week in Milton Tyree. He was very embarrassed. I said, what are you so embarrassed about? He said, I ended up in the real deal this week. Right? He says he was hiding. He didn't give an interview, but they sort of put him together like they had a profile from him. Did everything possible. People know who the real players in the...
Turner Construction is a Jewish guy.
The construction company, not the again. You have to. I respond to that question. You have to ask a Shailas Chacham. Yes, can it be that you enter into an LLC where you're a small partner and people are not mafuris from who you are and Hanami? But you know, you can run. You can't hide. You know, the larger projects.
The
people,
permit that says names. Who does it?
Again, but no. But he's saying is you can hide. You can sort of hide it as an LLC, and they won't necessarily know. But again, you know, this is already case specific. You have to know the case. But Ramesh, I want to finish this shoot with Ramesh. What? That goes into the question, which I won't focus on by this year. It goes into that Chassam Soifen, there's a Mashag, which discusses if you're Mefarsim, you give a Klapim Besmedrish, that this project is Bekablonis, does that mitigate the Maris Ayin question? And there were unique cases where they were actually moderate.
You
okay?
Only said that by big jobs, not by little jobs.
Huh? By public jobs. Right. There are other cases, but we'll get to it. Well, let's go case by case. So I good. I gave that introduction, and that was that when it comes to building, building came with an added chumrah because building, by definition, was outside public. There's two simanim. You have Reish Mem Dalet, Reish Mem Hey. Last couple of weeks, I did Reish Mem Hey. You have those coolers. Reish Mem Dalet is a whole different chumrah, Okay? Let's just finish the Shuvah Ramayisha, because he actually addresses many of the subjects that we're discussing, okay? So he says, Shahakalaj Bikibotzim, Kain Afk Shayesh Bidor Potskilahacham, Mekomba Mokum, Say the Gadol. Ramayisha at the end says, if it's a great loss, Ula Yesh Lahakal. Aval Hurak Lagaba Bala Maloin. Ramayisha said that had to for the hotel owner. Aval Hoakablin, Hugamkan Yehudi, Bisoychas Payam, Shiriyom Shas Medina, Vafm Yiskan Gamkan Bikablonis. Again, now we got stuck. This is where we got stuck with your question. Nami Osa, Dinya Kablin, Daska Liska, Darkon Liska, Gamdina Senu Schira Yoim, Imemela in Heta Ele, they ate a limkan Lanochri, Shizek Koshem Oidlasis. Listen very well what he says. He says, generally, contractors have Schir Yoims too. So, I mean, I heard your point very well taken, that maybe in certain parts of the job, it's different, but who says that you can take the actual site and split it, this job, yeah, this job, not, because everybody knows that there are certain people on this site that are schir yom. So Rav Moshe says, what's the next eitzah? Sell the whole thing, right, to a guy. Ela yide eitzah limkan lanachri. Shezeh koshe ma'oid la'aseis, he says. That's very difficult to do. Again, I threw out there before the shir. I'm not going to say on this subject that it can never be done, but you're ending up in certain big coolest. That's what's happening here.
The Jewish Kabbalist should sell everything. No, Ramayisha says he doesn't know.
If you know for sure the job is going to be done anyways, Ramayisha says, no, sell it. So it should be less of an issa. V'kesafti oifen ha-mechira, and he discusses the oifen ha-mechira. V'hina yoisei toiv, he said it would be better, le'inyin ha-kablan shabal ha-maloin yifterenim ha-contract v'yasa le-kablan es ha-akim b'tnai she'yikachas ha-yehudi le-manal avoid. Ramay says, I have a better suggestion for you. Oh, listen, problems, everybody is very, it's easy to make problems. Let's have a few solutions. He says, take a kablan he says, go back to the hotel owner, get out of the contract, let a goy be hired as a general contractor, v'yasa l'kabam es ha'akem b'tanai she'yikachas ha'yehudi, take the Jew, the general contractor, and make him l'manah l'avoid as the manager, v'oz lo yitztarach ha'kablin limkoy klum shal shvises kelem halocha gibis hilo she'in motzi, avl ze hare l'yitzi l'vat l'achoyze ilashire b'dini medina l'vat l'b'dini Yisrael ze'i efshe. Okay, so you have to figure out what Ramayisha is saying. Ramayisha seems we have to analyze this a bit more. Ramayisha says you can possibly do it differently, where the actual contractor is the goy, the yid who was the contractor becomes the manager, project manager. Again, but obviously we need to put a lot more thought into this, right? How do you pay? Who makes? So you have the manager making more money than the general contractor, right? I mean, sometimes you have a structure becomes a rama, but at least this week we threw out the subject there, so just to chazer over, we have the concepts. Schir yoim is always asa. Kablonis, mutter. Kablonis brings you into the Maris Ayin question when it comes to building, okay? If the whole industry becomes bekablonis, machloikas tazer bekiva ega, if the industry becomes bekablonis, the next step beyond the industry becoming bekablonis was Reb Moshe's discussion when that there's a difference between if you're the hotel owner or if you're the contractor, and the hotel owner is easier because they always hire people, bekablonis, take the whole job, take the contractor. The contractor is more complicated, right? And Reb Moshe said, to be mata, the complicated, the contractor, to allow others to do it, is only mutter when it's mutter, if he only has kablonis workers, but that's not usually the case. And then he says, but to do a mechira, that already he's concerned, except if or the guy's going to do it anyways, or something of that sort. So that's at least Ramesh's view on the subject. And Ramesh, next week, we'll continue. Hopefully by next week, you'll have the physical Maramakimus on this subject.